to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, October 30th, 2022, by the Reverend Eric Williams.
The story of Zacchaeus is one we don't hear in church all that often, but it is one of the most charming stories, I think, in the Gospels. Zacchaeus, we picture him, this little short guy, so excited to see Jesus, but he can't see over the crowd, so he runs and climbs up a sycamore tree. Isn't that charming? What's interesting to me in the story is Jesus' reaction to Zacchaeus. Jesus, of course, is thronged with people. There's always crowds. By this point in his ministry, people have heard all about him and they're coming from all over, and everybody wants a piece of Jesus. They all want his attention. They all want his approval. They're all thronging around him. And yet in the midst of that crowd, Zacchaeus stops. I mean, Jesus stops. And he looks up at the tree and he notices Zacchaeus. And then he goes further. He doesn't just notice him and say, oh, that's odd, there's a guy in the tree. He says, Zacchaeus. He gives him a name. Now, I don't know if he had met Zacchaeus before. I don't think so. But Zacchaeus must have been incredibly surprised to be called by name by Jesus. He says, Zacchaeus, come down. And then he says, for I must stay at your house today. Think about that. Of all the places Jesus was going, he chose to visit Zacchaeus' house, which was an enormous honor, and Zacchaeus was, of course, delighted. The people who weren't delighted were everybody else who was trying to get Jesus' attention. They're thinking, why does this Zacchaeus get singled out? How come he gets the attention? Plus, he's a sinner. He's a bad guy, right? We've been hearing story after story in the last few weeks about tax collectors. And I told you, if you've met a rich tax collector, he was corrupt because he was extorting money from his neighbors. And so Zacchaeus is considered an outcast by the rest of the crowd. They feel that they're entitled to Jesus' attention, not this sinner, this outcast, this nobody. But Jesus has a different opinion. Why? Jesus says at the end of this story, I have come, the Son of Man has come to seek out and to save the lost. Seek out and save the lost. Now, when we unpack this story a little more, there's more going on here. Zacchaeus says, you know what, I'm going to change my life, right? If I meet Jesus, I'm going to pay back anybody that I overcharge, and if I've defrauded anyone, I'll pay them back with interest four times over. But a close reading in the original text, I don't do this often in sermons, I apologize, but if you, this was interesting to me. The translators probably got this wrong. Actually, it's in the past tense. Zacchaeus, when he meets Jesus, has already started changing his life. He has already started paying people back and stopped overcharging and already trying to make restitution. By the time he meets Jesus, he is already a new person in many ways. And Jesus, I think, sees this and says to him, Zacchaeus, all that's necessary now is that you come and follow me. Come and meet me. This story, I think, is so important. You know, Jesus taught not only with words, but also by actions. And the way he encounters Zacchaeus is a model for us, I think, about how we are supposed to live too. I think it's a model for how the church is supposed to be as well. When we meet someone who is feeling lost, and let me tell you, in this world, there are a lot of people feeling like outcasts. A lot of people, we live in a time of intense separation in so many ways. The political season just seems to magnify this. You got to draw a line, right? There's my side, that's the good side, and there's the other side, that's the bad side, and we don't want to have anything to do with those people on the other side. Well, this is nothing new. It's been going on since there have been people. It's all through the New Testament. Are you a Jew or a Gentile? Are you a Pharisee or a tax collector? Are you on the inside or the outside? Jesus' own disciples kept trying to draw lines. Oh, don't let those children in here, right? Don't let those sinners in here. Jesus refuses to draw lines. I heard a great quote a couple weeks ago. It said, whenever you draw a line and put someone else on the other side, that's where Jesus is. Whenever you draw a line and put someone on the other side, that's where Jesus is. Jesus is with Zacchaeus. He invites him into a deeper relationship with God. He sees that he is yearning for a different kind of life. He's struggling to make sense, to do something better. And Jesus sees that and invites him into a deeper relationship with God. I think that's what we are supposed to be doing, to be noticing people who are feeling cut off from God, cut off from the church, cut off from each other, noticing them, calling them by name. You know how powerful it is when someone really listens to you, notices you, listens to you, and calls you by name. There is maybe no greater gift we can give in this time, in this age of distraction, of super saturated information, of just feeling overwhelmed. No greater gift than to take the time to be truly present as Jesus was with Zacchaeus. See, bones are everywhere. They haunt us. Although maybe it's God who wants to give me a different opinion. I don't know. I always wonder about that. Hello, it's God. So what does that look like for us? You know, for me, it's a reminder that all transformation really happens one-to-one in relationships. When I was interviewed to be rector of this church, the search committee asked, what's your vision for St. Philip's? And I said, to be honest, I don't have one. I don't have a vision. How could I have a vision for a church where I don't know anybody? Well, what are you going to do? I'm going to try to meet every single parishioner and listen and find out, right? Because all transformation happens one by one by one. Over and over in the Gospels, Jesus, who's thronged with thousands of people, takes time to talk with individuals, to have a relationship with Nathanael by night, who's seeking Jesus. With each of his disciples, he calls them by name and invites them into a deeper relationship with God. And in those interactions, something amazing happens. They experience this amazing feeling of being known, of being loved, and of being invited into something new. I think we have that same power. Jesus gave it to us to be looking around to find places. And it can be, honestly, even within our own congregation. We all go through periods of feeling isolated, of feeling alone. And it is that inner personal connection which makes all the difference. It is taking the time to write a card to someone who we know needs help, or a phone call, or a visit. Jesus went to visit Zacchaeus out of all the people he could have visited, because he knew that Zacchaeus was yearning for a deeper relationship with God. What would that look like in our lives? I was thinking this week and giving thanks for those people, and I still remember all of them, who took the time to know me and to invite me into a deeper relationship with God. I think about my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Werner. We were in a little school that was attached to our parish, and I was in the second class of kids that ever went through. The rector got a grant from a wealthy guy, and they bought a building and they started a school. And his wife was the first teacher, and his daughter was the second teacher, and Mrs. Werner was the third person hired. She was a retired public school teacher, and she kind of had been pushed out by mandatory retirement at 55 or something, whatever LA was doing in those days, and she had a lot of love left to give. And I will never forget Mrs. Werner and how she cared for me and for all the kids in her class and invited us to grow in our faith and our understanding, not only of our ABCs, but also of God's love. I think of Doug Seifert, my Sunday school teacher, for about 5 years in a row. Our church, you know, it's hard to get Sunday school teachers sometimes, so he was there for 5 years, from like fifth grade to 10th grade, he was my Sunday school teacher, and in a similar way, taught me what it meant to love God. I bet you could name people in your lives who had that impact, who took the time to know you, to care about you, and to invite you into God's love. So I have a little challenge for us this week. Let's look for an opportunity. Who are we going to meet this week who's up in a tree, who's yearning for something different, a different experience of God, a word of encouragement maybe, a word of healing? And how might we have the courage to stop in the midst of our busy lives and to look up and to notice that person and to call them by name and to invite them into a relationship that could be transforming through a word of love, a word of kindness, a word of hospitality, a word of gentleness? That is your homework, and I think Mrs. Werner would approve of that homework. Amen.